Thank you.
Thank you. Let me put it to members. If we removed the reference to social and cultural and just put the wider enabling environment, would it become too unclear, too diffuse? Because I don't want to keep putting simple things for consultation. The capacity development is what we're talking about, which means building your capacity to do things that you are not sufficiently capable of doing. So you develop the capacity to do better. The enabling environment is the environment in which you do things. And by enhancing or getting capacity development in that context, it is not an end in itself, it's a means to an end. Now, I take the point about economic enabling environment, but there's a big debate that I don't want us to enter. Because, in fact, if you talk about enabling environment in the economic sphere, that is sort of a kryptonite. I would ask us to stay away from that. It would get us into a debate about macroeconomic policy, the role of the state in deciding, the role of international institution, markets, etc. So I think we have a choice. Either we go to the limitation, but you're saying that you want it broader, not narrow. So I'm a little challenged, because if we drop social and cultural, the enabling environment you would then leave is the total societal enabling environment. So what do we want to do?